When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to Stars in Your Ears, Series 2, Episode 4. We just casually parked outside this National Heritage site with our engine running.
Michael, are we in an ice cream van?
No.
Why is there a queue of people out the window?
To see you.
Why am I sitting on a wafer cone?
In case you get hungry.
Why are you wearing a hairnet?
To set my curls.
Press that button.
No.
Do it. Right. Turn it off. It's an ice cream van.
It's an ice cream van. Surprise!
Why?
Why do you think?
I don't know!
I think I have an idea.
Yeah, me too.
It's because he's totaled 3 vehicles in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, with your help.
And is hoping he can sell ice creams during the breaks of the tour so he can try and get some money to pay for his extortionate insurance premium.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Is this true, Michael?
Did you want sprinkles?
Michael!
Nuts and sauce?
Michael!
Sorry, yes. Yes, it's true.
Oh, Michael! You should have said.
Well, I didn't think you cared.
Of course I do. I love ice cream.
Right.
Give us a 69.
I don't think you mean that.
Yeah, I do, with a big old flake jammed in. And start my bloody introduction while you're at it.
Welcome to Stars in Your Ears. Please join me in welcoming the woman currently enjoying a 99.
69?
No, definitely a 99. She's the woman of 1,000 voices. It's impressionist singer, comedian star of spitting image, Jess Rabbit!
Oh, give us a slush puppy, Michael. I need some E-numbers. Brain freeze! Look at our brand new ice cream van. We're so pleased that you could come.
We've got twisters
and fabs,
cornettos too,
and I'm dispensing waffle cones from my bum.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear stars in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get stars.
Again. Oh, I love this song.
That's good, isn't it?
It's on my sex mix.
Excuse me?
That song. It's on playlist for when I'm, you know, in the moment.
Oh, I feel sick.
You have just eaten a whole ice cream in under a minute.
I don't think it's that. I feel sick too.
You play ice cream van music when you're doing it.
Yeah, they're really short songs, so it's ideal.
And they attract children from miles around.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to throw up now.
Will someone hand her a bag?
What bag?
Or anything.
Quickly!
Do it in here!
Oh, waffle cone?
They're structurally very sound. Oh, it's on my chinos! Has anyone got a waffle wet wipe?
What?
Look at my chinos!
Look at the road!
What?
Yuck. Did I crash the van by being sick?
Something like that.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah. I've got a funny foot in my eye.
I'm more than okay. Look where we've crashed. And look who lives here.
Oh, my God! We've ruined her studio.
Scratched all the records. She'll be furious.
Who is it?
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Life began in the city of Sterling.
Now the whole crowd all know her face. In the early morning as the weekend
gonna love that. I'm about using it as my own dub plate in my DJ sets, so rather than playing like the Alternati version, I'm just gonna do that instead.
You are welcome to. It. You can do it.
That is so good. Thanks
we'll
for that.
Give it, yeah.
Well, that was our wonderful Kitch's arrangement there.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
it's like
you.
Being back at Maxime's in Wigan. That for me, it was.
I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Oh, good.
Oh,
we'll send it
that.
To you. Pleasure. I'm so sorry that Michael crashed our ice cream van into your studio.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's fine. I mean, winter screams for ice cream, no?
It's true. Do you want an ice cream?
Do you know what? I'm a bit more of a sorbet fan. I'm just going to be
Michael,
straight
what
up there.
I've got lemon and like rose flavour.
Oh, gross. Yeah. That's like eating perfume.
Yeah,
no?
Sorry,
Michael,
it's a bit gross.
How could you?
Yeah.
So fancy.
I'll throw it away.
It's definitely not from Glasgow, this ice cream van.
There's Mars bar flavour too. Do you want Mars bar sorbet?
I'll have Mars bar sorbet.
Or iron brew sorbet.
Do you know what? Actually, one of my favourite desserts had iron brew sorbet on it with a shortbread biscuit. Yeah, so Scottish, so great, so proud.
That sounds great. That sounds really good. Well, here is an iron brew sorbet. Please accept that as compensation for the thousands of pounds of damage that Michael's done.
Thousands of pounds?
Thousands of pounds.
Hey, thousands of pounds are worth a lot of money now in the current situation.
Yeah,
never used to be so much.
Thank you so much for being our guest on Stars in Your Ears. You're definitely our coolest guest we've ever had.
Mm. I mean, you say that. You say that now. Wait until after. I'm quite happy to go, like, give it full welly. And, like, I used to do kids' TV, so I'm not bothered about making a fool of myself on this. I'm going to go for it. And that's the one thing is that I should probably have warned you before coming on this podcast. I am an awful singer.
Oh. You're like, very welcome. All singers
like,
are welcome on this.
If you could describe my singing voice, it's like Doc Cotton after a night on the tiles. Like, I am not musically sound when it comes to me singing. And that's the thing, because I think I would have been a front woman of a rock band had I been able to sing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't. And I can't play any instruments, which is really weird because my handwriting, like my coordination was rubbish with instruments, but great at dancing. So I don't understand.
So you're a DJ and you obviously love music. What sort of music style do you enjoy the most at the moment?
At the moment, I need beats to keep me dancing because I just miss not being able to go to festivals and play out in the club for so long. So I'm really missing that. But also, my chilled playlists have kind of expanded massively throughout lockdown and whatnot because there's just always those moments where you're like, right, I need a bit of a wind down now. And like, whereas I'm definitely like, I've always been a radio girl. I've really relied more on discovering different radio shows that kind of give me genres of music that I just maybe haven't given much time to. So it's kind of been like a lot of months of discovery, just constant. I need something constantly in my ears, like whether I'm walking down the street or whether I'm in the house or working from home, in the gym. Like they always have like a banging, like bassy soundtrack in the gym, which really helps. But yeah, I am someone who constantly needs that company of music or a podcast or conversation in my ears.
Yeah. Has it always been that way for you?
Yeah, I think so. I remember even when I was like studying for my exams in high school, that's where like Radio 1 became such a huge passion for me because that was like my best friend. So I couldn't, you know, sat in your room on your own trying to like be really studious and like study. I'd just sit and have like Zane Lowe and like, and that he became like my best mate basically during my teenage years. So then, and it's always been a thing in the car. Like we always had the Radio 1 in the car. My mum always had music on at home. So I think it's just always been, I like that noise. I like that. I hate silence, which is why I have really like I'm used to, well, yeah, I think that's why I went into broadcasting. So I honestly am well skilled at verbal diarrhea. I can make any subject sound interesting just because I'm so terrified with there just being an awkward silence.
That's brilliant. I bet you're brilliant on dates then. Worst scary moment in
I
dates.
I used to
when...
be so good at dates, but then recent years, like so many guys have been like, wow, you really talk a lot. Like my ex is just like, I've never met someone who speaks as much as you. And my boyfriend at the moment, he has this thing where I apparently tell a story quite a lot, like I repeat a story quite a lot. And so now that just, he just says, doesn't say anything. He just like flashes his hand up with five fingers. And basically that is him being like, you've told me this five times before. Oh. But it's become like a running joke. But like, yeah,
I like that. I'm definitely going to use that.
Some people be really offended by it, but like honestly, I don't blame him. Like I had to do a 6-hour car journey with him the other day to Snowdon, and even I felt sorry for his ears because I just can't stop. I'm just like, la, 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 and I'm like pointing at random things and just yeah.
So with music definitely affects your mood. Then you need it in your life.
Yeah. Big time.
Does what you're listening to affect how you feel about stuff?
Yeah. If I'm having like a really rubbish morning, I'll put something on that I know that will cheer me up or just give me like a boost of energy, which is why I think like kind of beats has been quite like prominent in my lockdown, which always has been anyway, because I love a good dance. I love that house music and I love how happy and uplifting it can be. But I think because each day it's like a similar situation. I'm like, I've woken up in my flat again and I can't go and do this thing again.
So what sort of thing about voices specifically, like singers' voices or celebrity voices or whatever, whose voice, we're going to do a quick fire round, whose voice would you listen to or whose music if you were feeling sad and you wanted to wallow?
Well, obviously Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse's Hidden Treasures. I obviously love Back to Black, but her album Hidden Treasures for me is the one that I'm like, oh, just want to like, she does that track, Our Day Will Come, which is amazing. Yes. And I think if I'm wanting a bit of a bubble, that or like maybe Solange's album. I'm a big fan of the album. I'm a real fan of like smooth grooves and like, so like, you know, basically like imagine Trevor Nelson's Sunday Show. It's like smooth grooves. Okay. So like I love like male vocals like Anderson Paak. I don't know if you know him. I'm a massive fan of him. Also
that song he's just put out, it's totally shifted his voice up, hasn't it? He's got like a high-pitched voice. Is that the track? Yeah. I heard it today. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, I love him. I actually discovered one of his albums when I was on holiday. It was an album called Malibu and it was like the perfect holiday album.
I love that album.
Oh, so good, right?
It's amazing.
And then I saw, it's one of my favourite gigs, actually. I saw him at like Brixton Academy because like he's a bit of, like Dr. Dre is like one of his mentors. He's a bit of his prodigy, isn't he? And he just brought Dr. Dre out on stage. And it was the first time he performed in London in like 9-10 years. And I was like,
Oh my god!
And like I was on the platform, the first floor up, so like the circle, let's say, and people were bouncing so much. I thought the whole of Brixton Academy was going to cave in itself because I've never felt like, a theatre like move like that. But it was brilliant. And he's and his band as well, the Free Nationals, are banging. They all like swap set like instruments, and they're just the groove that they bring out is amazing. But Miguel, like I love his voice. So I love that real kind of like soft. Like R&B vocal. I think it's because I was so obsessed with Usher when I was younger that's kind of stuck with me. So yeah, I'm partial to that. But then when it comes to like dance music, I love that big gospel, big uplifting, like, you know, like women who can really belt it like yourself, Jess. It's just, I love that kind of overpowering that like kind of gets under your skin and you're like, wow, okay, yeah.
That's the sort of thing you'd listen to lift your spirits.
Oh, yeah. Like give me the old 90s anthems or any sort of uplifting house now that has vocals. I have this thing like I love DJs who like whatever music they want to play, but if I'm at a rave and someone's not playing songs with words, I'm like I'm out, see you later. I want to hear like that big like vocal I'm not like snobby and like, I'm not here for the kind of like super specialist like, you know, techno vibes. I'm just like, give me songs with words of banging beats and big piano and saxophone and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Nice. What would you play it if you wanted to get a bit romantic?
I've had this question before. Romance and music for me is not an area that works because it's all a bit awkward. Because if you've got something on that's like, oh, we're falling in love and dinner, but you're not quite at that point in your relationship, you're like, oh, this is really awkward because it's talking about falling in love and not said the L word yet, it's really bad and oh, cringe. Or that's like a really heartfelt like breakup song and you're like, oh my god, this is really depressing. Is this what we've got lying ahead of us? And then I think like when you have like the slow jams and the sexy music, you can't ever be sexy to that because without even trying you end up getting into like the groove of the song and it's all really awkward and it's just like no. So for me, like if you want, like I love, like there's a song by Lovebirds, I Want You and I So Wish, I think is a beautiful song, but I would never get down with someone to that or try and kiss someone to that, or I like try and break up some of that, because it's just like all of those things would never work with that soundtrack, even though it's one of the most beautiful love songs ever.
Nice. Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Finally, what would you play if you were angry?
Oh, I've done this before. I've done this quite a lot. I've got a playlist for angry tunes. It's great.
Have
it's
you?
Usually female rock vocalists. I love it. So my favourite one is, well, Khalees, I Hate You So Much right now.
Yes.
So
yeah.
And then definitely just like banging some Beyonce Lemonade somewhere in there. Like
that
one
got
of those
me
tracks.
Through my divorce.
Oh, wow. and then, I mean, I know it's probably ironic, but Alanis Morissette, man.
Yes.
Like, one of my friends actually, I taught my flat at the beginning of lockdown. I put her on, and my flatmate had never heard of her. And I was like, oh, wait a minute, I am gonna give you an education right now. And it was amazing because I was just like screaming all the way, you, I don't know, all that stuff. Like, yeah, even like a bit of Nirvana, that's what rock music is brilliant for. And I'm a big, like, kind of Queens of Stone Age fan and like Foo Fighters, like heavier stuff. And yeah, all that kind of
thing. Super eclectic, your music tastes then.
Yeah, my mum loves Simply Red, my dad likes Sex Pistols, so go and figure.
Honey, listen close.
Listen close,
cause
baby.
This is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media. Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care. Hit subscribe, give us stars out of five, and don't forget to share.
Okay, this is one of my favourite bits of the podcast. We really like to choose a famous singer and then find and play a song for our guest that they might have never heard before. And this is a tall order with you. Since it's nearly November the 5th, I was looking through the archives for songs to do with fireworks. And of course, I came across Katy Perry, and we all know Firework, right? But what I didn't realise is that she wrote and released a second song in the same vein a year later. Here it is.
Come on, baby, tonight's the night. We're gonna brighten the sky in a blaze of light. I wanna make dreams come true, but first you know what you gotta do. Get out the biscuit tin, find a long taper and match. Check for hedgehogs in the undergrowth and make sure to let the cat flash. Then is it safe? Get an adult to light my wig and stand well back. Don't go back. Oh, oh, oh. Cause baby, I'm a Catherine wheel spinning around. Paint me up, set me up.
And amazingly, it didn't get to number one.
Can't think why.
Oh, that was fab. It really took me back to primary school, that. All the lessons of the doing the hedgehog, make sure you check. I was trying to remember the little songs that they did for that.
Oh, sorry, Ariel. One moment, boys. It's Mum. Don't mention where we are. I said we've got jury service and that's why we can't play at the village fireworks display this year. Hi, Mum.
Hi, Jackie.
You're ready for fireworks night?
How's Aldbury Village?
I've got some shocking gossip about my Keep Fit class.
What happened?
There we were, prancing about to music, probably the Bee Gees,
right.
Yeah.
In the village hall.
Hmm.
Stomping from left to right and doing all the different steps and swinging our arms up and down. And suddenly a large Labrador came into the village hall. Two of the ladies said, oh, no, no, I don't do dogs. Oh, no, no, no. So I took the dog by the collar out into the street.
Yeah.
And there was no one around. So I looked at the dog's collar. There was a telephone number. I rang the owner and I said, I've got your dog here outside the village hall.
Right.
And the man said, oh, I'll be along in 10 minutes. I don't know how he got out.
10 minutes?
I said, all right, well, don't worry, I'll look after him. So I took him back in the hall, told him to sit by the stage.
Yeah.
Sit, yeah.
And everyone by that time were on their yoga mats on all fours. So I got down on all fours to carry on with the class.
Oh, here we go.
And the next minute, big paws on my shoulders, and I was being humped by the dog.
Who's doing the downward dog?
And everyone just laughed and shrieked, and nobody helped me at all.
Oh my God.
I just had to roll over on my side to get him off me.
And you had 2 minutes left.
Yeah, and a big willy as well.
Thanks, Jackie.
I'm really sorry about that, Ariel. We've got to go back into court, Mum. The judge wants us back in, okay?
Bye, Jackie.
Speaking about your speaking voice, loads of people who will listen to this will have 100% heard you on Radio 1, on TV presenting, on Love Island podcast, The Morning After, which is the most popular thing in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And you've got this great Glasgow accent. Can you teach the boys how to do a Glasgow accent?
I've actually got a really soft Scottish accent, but when I speak to someone from Scotland, it gets much more. But there's this saying that we say in Glasgow, which is a really good way for you to learn how to be Glaswegian. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go really Glaswegian right now. But the phrase is, I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van. And if you can nail that, and it's all about the R's, and like, because it's all about the curly R's, whirly. Isn't it, with Scottish people. So it's like, I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van. And you've got to say it really fast. I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van.
Ooh, that's really hard. Go on. Who's going to go first?
Go on, Michael.
I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van.
Curly whirly.
Burger sounded good, but you need burger.
I bought a curly whirly. No, see, it's gone Irish, you see. I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van.
Biggest mistake I've found when anyone tries to do an impression of me is they'll always go to that like famous Tiger line, there's been a murder. But everyone always does the murder. And I'm like, nobody actually does that with their R's. It's very like, is it R like that? But it's from you, Jess, you'll probably be better explaining this, but it's more like the R thing rather than the R.
I caught a curly whirly from the purple burger van.
That was not bad, actually.
I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van. Oh, did they are then? You said
But the thing is, I don't know how I'm Scottish. I don't notice that I'm Scottish until I say food. And if I say food in front of people, yeah, that was really good. People are like, they repeat it instantly. They're like, food. Or like, if I get angry with someone, say, no. And everyone's like, no. That's so Scottish. And apparently the way I say girl, because I say girl.
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 All right, okay. I bought a curly whirly from the purple burger van.
That was actually all right. Yeah, that's a very sexy Scottish voice, Rob.
Here we go again.
Yes, everybody gets a crush on Rob. Thinks that Michael could be a murderer. let's get you to judge the band by their voices now.
Okay.
They're going to say, I've got stars in my ears. And I want you to tell me what sort of radio programme they'd present or what sort of station they'd be on.
I'm going to close my eyes so I don't see.
Okay, let's start with Michael.
I've got stars in my ears.
I feel like you'd be like Radio 4 comedy.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like a comedy quiz show that they do. You know, like what's the one that they... Isn't there one about ducks? Ducks don't fly.
Oh, The Unbelievable Truth? Or
something like that. Yeah, yeah, I feel like you'd be very good at doing a quiz show where people lie.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'll take that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Very nice. Go on, let's have Kitch.
I've got stars in my ears.
Not, I feel like this might offend, but I feel like that's quite educational. Oh. Like, I feel like you'd be very good at doing a news bulletin on Radio 2.
Wow.
Radio 2. Yeah. Very nice. Go on, Rob's turn.
I've got stars in my ears.
That sounded like Siri that time. I don't know. That sounded like it was even not a me.
Can I? Soulless and robotic.
It was robotic, sorry.
I've got stars in my ears.
That's what I
said. I've got stars. Yeah.
Do you want another go so I don't offend you anymore?
I think you should do.
I've got stars in my ears.
No, that sounded quite romantic, like you were reading out a story. So I would maybe say like Radio 3, where you were at BBC Radio 3, where you were reading out the latest, who's the author, Ian McEwan novel.
Oh, yeah.
Sure? Oh, like an audible sort of
like an audiobook. Like
nice.
Quite like that.
Very nice.
Well, if the music thing doesn't work out, we can all do these jobs instead, you know.
It's Jess's impression session.
Ariel,
yes?
I'm going to teach you an impression now.
Yes.
It's time for an impressions lesson. And I would like to teach you today to be Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I'm so down for that. I love her.
I think you're going to be good at her because your voice sits quite low naturally.
Would you say that? I think my voice is all horrible. I hate hearing my voice in the radio.
I like it.
That's
it's
perfect
kind
for Miley.
Sexy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
it's
yeah, Miley.
Well.
Yeah,
it's perfect for Miley.
What a voice.
So if we take our voice down there.
Okay.
And the first thing we're going to do is, you know, it's not what we call general American Miley's voice. It's Southern. So we're going to go Southern.
Southern.
And practice a few Americanisms to get into it. So diaper becomes dapper.
Diaper.
Dapper.
Diaper.
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Can you put a Y in there, like plant?
Plant.
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Yeah.
Elevator.
Elevator.
Alligator.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Alligator.
So I have an eyelash in my eye would become I have an eyelash in my eye.
I have an eyelash in my eye.
Yeah.
Yes. That's good. Yeah. Get your boots off the table would be get your boots off the table.
Get your boots off the table. Do you watch Ozark? It sounds like the girl from Ozark.
Get your boots off the table. Yeah, I love her.
Get your boots off the table. Boots doesn't sound good. What are you? Let me hear you say boots.
Get your boots.
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 Get your boots off the table.
Yeah. I can't fit into this wedding dress would be I can't fit into this wedding dress.
I can't fit into this wedding dress.
Yeah.
Dress. Let's say, as Miley, listen to my low resonant voice.
Listen to my low resonant voice.
Yeah. The next thing I really love about Miley, she's got a sort of a blocked nose when she speaks. So if you could make it sound like you've got a bit of a cold at the same time.
Okay.
Like
it's, a cold? Like
yeah,
that?
That's right.
Okay.
I've got a terrible cold. Can you say, it's a hell of a long time since I was Hannah Montana? So it would say, it's a hell of a long time since I was Hannah Montana.
It's a hell of a long time since I was Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
yeah, you're doing it really well now. And my favorite thing about Miley is her goofy laugh, because she's sort of a bit like Goofy. She's like,
oh, yeah, that's okay. I don't know if I can do that.
Can you have a little go? Yeah.
It's so hard not to laugh when you're actually trying to laugh. Big laugh. I like that. It reminds me, who's that? Is that Daffy Duck? No.
It's
who's
Goofy.
That?
Elmer Fudd.
It's Goofy. Goofy.
Oh, Elmer Fudd.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
This is excellent. So, to recap, so we're going to do the low Southern voice. Slightly blocked nose, the goofy laugh, and the icing on the cake is she's also super speedy when she talks. She talks really, really fast. So I would like you to say, in your fastest way you can, my favourite song in the whole wide world is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, with a laugh on the end.
My favourite song in the whole wide world is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's really annoying
very
me that
good.
I can't do the laugh. It kind of like it feels impossible to make that.
Just
I'm like not getting like the guttural like part of it, am I?
Just pretend you've had a few whiskeys.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I love that. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Amazing.
It's time for our fantasy duet. So, Ariel, we are going to perform together now. Unfortunately, since the first series and probably, as you'll have realised from the fact that we didn't actually play you a real Katy Perry song, it's too expensive to cover well-known pop songs. unless, of course, people go to patreon.com/JessRobinson and donate, or we'll find a wealthy company to sponsor us for the show. Do get in touch, we'll promote anything. So, Ariel, I'm going to get you to choose from this special book of royalty-free music for Key Stage 1.
Okay.
If you flick through the book and just stop when I say stop and shout the song that we land on.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Go. Stop.
Oh, she'll be coming round the mountain.
Oh, yes.
A classic.
Sound good? I mean, what
yes,
a classic.
It does
sure.
sound marvelous.
Former number one as heard on the official UK chart show.
And also year three on a Wednesday morning.
Yes, very true.
Let's mix things up a bit. Since you've already learned Miley Cyrus, do you want to be her for this?
Yes, let's do
Amazing.
That. Amazing. Okay, who are you going to be?
Who would you like?
I don't know. Surely you're going to have to do her famous godmother, Miss Dolly Parton, aka the one, the only, the legend, Dawn, the Queen.
It's going to be Miley. Miley and Dolly.
Dolly, I love this. You've done that before.
Not very often, actually. are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, hi there, Miley.
Hi, Dolly.
What a fine day. How about we take these horses for a ride?
Sure thing, Dolly.
Why'd you keep laughing like that?
I don't know. It's just something I do.
We'll be coming
round the mountain when we come. We'll be coming round the mountain when we come. We'll be coming round the mountain. Coming round the mountain. Coming round the mountain when we come.
Yes!
It's so good.
I'll be wearing rhinestone spandex when I'm there, with my stiletto cowboy boots and big blonde hair. And I don't want to be too mean, but if I see that bitch Jolene, I'll make sure she's leaving in a wheelchair.
My turn, Dolly. I'll be on a wrecking ball when I come. I'll be winking and sticking out my tongue. I'll be laughing whilst I twerk, cause multitasking ain't hard work and I can do it all with my knickers up my bum.
We'll be coming round the mountain when we come. We'll be coming round the mountain when we come. We'll be coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain, coming round the mountain when we come. Coming
I just want to apologise in advance to anyone
well
who just
done.
Had their ears bleed from that. I was terrible at singing.
Well, you've been absolutely amazing. Give it up for Ariel
Free! Yay!
Miley Cyrus's longest of Scottish cousins!
You've been listening to Stars in Your Ears, featuring the cutest popsicles in the freezer, Jessington World of Adventures. On keys, it was Michael Mr. Whippy Ralston. On drums, Jonathan Screwball Kitchen. On guitar and bass, it was Rob Nobbly Bobbly Lamont. Our celebrity guest was the fantastic Ariel Calippo Free. Our sound engineer was Joe Slush Bobby Walker. Special thanks for added silliness to Robin Minnie Milk Morgan. This podcast was produced by Amanda Fab Redman. I've been Jess Rocket Robinson. Until next time, my frozen fart cakes. Love you, bye!
You've had
Yeah, great.
She was so great.
Best one so far, I reckon.
Ah, agreed.
So what's the plan?
I was going to run a bath.
Where? In Ariel's house?
Yeah. Is that not okay?
No, I think it's more than okay. It's a great idea. Mind if I join you?
Jess? Rob? Kid? Are you all coming in my bath?
Well, I assume so.
I mean, I might as well. I'm naked now. It seems a waste otherwise, doesn't it?
Oh, look outside. It started to snow.
Ooh. Yeah, I did think it was getting cold. Kitchy, feeling the cold?
Oh, what this? Nah, grower, not a shower. Well, that snow is beautiful.
Ariel's left some skis there.
Ooh, should we have a go on them?
Yeah. Can we put some clothes on first?
Fine.
Oh, right.
Great, let's go.